Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
What goes in the ears, through the eyes, and processed through the mind ends up in the heart. Turn over to Mark chapter 4. I got to keep hearing the word. Look at verse 1. Mark 4, verse 1. He says, "And he began again to teach by the seaside." Now, what's Jesus doing? He's teaching. And he's teaching with parables. He's giving instruction. He's explaining things. Look at verse number 2. "And he taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his teaching, hearken." What did he say? Listen up. He started his word. He said, "Hey, everybody listen. Hearken." Means to pay attention. It means to listen with the intent of doing. "Behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. Fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up because it had not much earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. So this tell you right here, just that last verse there, some bear 30, some 60, some 100. So who determines whether it's 30, 60, 100? You do. How much attention you give to the word, how fruitful the word is in you, depends on how much attention you give to it and how much you apply it to your life. And Jesus is just saying, everybody's not going to be doers to the same degree. All right, look at this. "And he said to them, he that have what?" Oh, he that what? Well, if you got ears on the side of your head, why he had to say this? When everybody there listening to him got ears. He said, he that have ears. Okay. He that have ears. Then how many of y'all got ears? Then you supposed to hear. So who's he talking to? He's talking to everybody. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. Right? And I'll make a note right here that Jesus, when he was teaching, he said, be careful what you hear, because you can't listen to everything. And you can't listen to everybody. And even the devil have a voice that the Bible says that he even transforms himself into an angel of light. Why would he do that? Why would the devil transform himself into an angel of light? He would do that to fool you and to trick you, to make you believe that it's God talking to you. The only reason he would transform himself, he's darkness now, but he's going to come to you approaching you like light. Well, he's got one thing on his mind, stealing, killing, destroying, deception. Right? You getting it, ain't you? Yeah, she getting it. Praise the Lord. All right. So he said, and then another place he said, not only be careful what you hear, he said, be careful how you hear. The attitude by which you listen. How you hear. Because you can listen with scornful ears. You can listen with unbelief and say, I ain't going to believe nothing he say. He can go ahead and talk all he want. How many of y'all let somebody talk but you wasn't listening? Yeah, just go ahead and you pop your gum. Go ahead, say what you got to say. How many ever did your boss like that? Your boss talking to you. He upset with you because he can tell you ain't really listening with the right attitude. When you start, are we finished now? How many of you know parents don't like when children do that? When you sit there and say, we finna have a talk, and the child like, are you finished now? I hear you. Now that's full of attitude, ain't it? And you say that's attitude, that means they ain't hearing right. They not hearing with the right spirit. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were with him, with the 12, asked of him a parable. And he said to them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. That if you don't get this one, you're not going to understand the rest of them. So this is important, that we understand this. Then he said this, the sower sows the word. Listen at this now. Look at verse number 15. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard. Everybody say, when they have heard.
Amen.
Something happens. Look at verse number 16. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, something happens. All right, go to verse number 18. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as what?
Hear
the word. Okay? All right, now, go to verse number 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as what? This parable is about hearing. This parable is all about what happens when you hear the word. And in every case, he said the word was in their heart. So that tells me that the ears are a gateway into the heart. The eyes are a gateway into the heart. The mind is a gateway into the heart. So if I want to protect my heart, then I have to guard my ears, and I have to guard my eyes, and I have to be a good guardian over my thoughts. You see that? So when the Bible says, keep your heart or guard your heart with all diligence, he's saying, be careful what you hear, watch what you're looking at, and guard your thoughts. I want to make sure that my thoughts line up with the word, right? Because the scripture says, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are holy, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things of virtue and praise, think on these things. He tell you what to think on. He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So perfect peace comes from a mind that's totally devoted to God, that he's got all your attention, right? So this parable is about what you do, what happens after you hear. And let me tell you something. You see, when you hear and don't understand what you've heard, then Satan come. And Jesus said, he steal that word out of your heart. That's why people can come to church, and 10 minutes after the service, you say, what the pastor preach on? They say, was you there? Yeah. You stayed for the whole service? Yeah. What did he say? What was the title of the message? You know, I don't remember, but it sure was good. It sure was good. Boy, the service was so good. You know, you go in the restaurant, boy, we had a service day. What's the pastor preach on? Let me see. He said something about hearing. He preached on about hearing, how important it is to hear. See, the devil's a, see, when you hear the word, something's going to happen in the spirit. That's why when you're hearing, the devil do all he can to stop you from hearing in the first place. Because if you don't hear, the word can't get in you. And if the word ain't in you, you ain't going to have no faith. And if you ain't got no faith, you can't please God.
That's right. Amen.
He said, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and don't understand it, that means that they don't take time to meditate on the word they heard. You may not understand it while I'm preaching it to you, but that's the reason why you take notes and I need to get the CD. I need to go back home and listen. I need to get the understanding. So I hear this again and again till understanding come. And Satan can't get the word. But if you walk out and say, well, I don't know what Pastor was talking about. I just don't understand it. Well, he got that. And if you're not going to make any effort to hear what's being said and ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to teach you what was being said, then Satan got it and that word can't profit you. Because you no longer have it. If you can't remember it, and if you haven't written it down, you can't remember it, then that word cannot profit you. So if I want my faith to be strong, I got to really be a disciplined hearer. I got to pay attention. That's one of the reasons why we don't allow distractions in the sanctuary. See, some people say, that church mean, put me out because my baby crying. We ain't being mean. You got people sitting around you and... Now, that's right. I'll give you $20 after this. Hey, Camille, I've got $20 for you right after this service here. You couldn't have timed it better. Y'all, and you see what didn't happen? All y'all look back there, didn't you? Y'all stop listening to me. Get that child some money. I'm going to get that child some money when this service is over. I'm going to bless that parent. Boy, that's illustrated right there. Illustrated sermon. I think I can quit. I think I can just go home right now. Y'all got it. How many of y'all got it? Then you understand. You understand why we don't allow a lot of stuff going on in here. Cause when you're preaching, how can they believe unless they hear? So you can't have people all around them just distracting and rattling paper and walking and running and hollering and screaming and stuff because there's somebody next to you that God may be trying to get a word to. So when we understand that about one another, then we are not angry about these things because we understand the principle of what's going on. Okay, Jesus talked about somebody hear the word and immediately with joy they receive it like y'all receiving it so good. So the devil say, can't steal that one. Because joy helps that word get down in your spirit. So that humor, that joy, when you got joy, you receive more when you're happy.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.